Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Welcome to the 9 a.m. hour of Montana Talks. This is John Jackson. Aaron Flint will be back live with you tomorrow morning. We got right now on line two, we have Mike in Big Timber. How's it going, Mike?
That's going good, John. Thank you. I have a question. Why are we having to prosecute these people that are being sent from these other countries, as it just was reported on the news? Why are we responsible? Didn't they break the law in their own country by peddling drugs and people, you know, drug trafficking and human trafficking? Why should we have to pay for their trials and then possible incarceration unless they're being immediately deported? Can you answer that?
You talking about those 26 cartel folks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate reality that I dealt with my whole career. They call these countries third world countries for a reason. And most of Latin America, while they do have, I guess you would call some of them first world cities, their country as a whole is third world. And make no mistake, Mexico right now is a narco state. 100% a narco state. So they are never going to be in the business of prosecuting anybody's members of the cartel, drug trafficking, human trafficking, whatever it is, because those people pay off the government. They're a revenue source for them. So they're not going to prosecute them. And the only way they ever get prosecuted is if they have committed crimes here in the United States, we get them extradited, we prosecute them here.
No, they should be deported after their trial. We shouldn't have to pay for their incarceration.
Oh, 100%. It's too bad that happens, and it should only be reserved for the biggest members of these cartels, the most murderous. The people have put tons of drugs onto our streets. Those are the only people we should be in the business of doing that for. But trust me when I tell you that. Thanks for the call, Mike. That is a huge, huge piece, a threat against these foreign criminals. When they believe that they will go to jail in the United States, boy, that is a big, big hook to put on these people. And it also gives us, as the United States and as federal agents in those countries, big leverage over them when they know if you F around with us, we are going to scoop you up and have you extradited to the United States, where there is going to be no paying off the police or paying off the judges or any of that kind of stuff. We're going to convict you, and you're going to go into a U.S. jail for a very long time. And then, yeah, you're right, Mike. As soon as that person is out, they are a foreign citizen. They are going to be deported back to their home country. That's the way it works. And that's... a lot of them would rather die than be sent to a U.S. jail cell. Pablo Escobar was famous for saying that.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I tell you, if you guys heard a second ago, I had a message from Cameron in Billings, and this person just followed up with me again with a great point. Cameron is really kicking it this morning. And here it is. It says, "For background, I haven't picked a side yet, and I just became able to vote since the Biden election in 2020. So Cameron must be, 22 years old or something like that. And says, if we can't trust the government, why do you put so much trust/faith in Trump and the Republicans? Both sides are win at any cost. That's what it feels like." Well, first of all, I sure have. I mean, the win at any cost thing absolutely comes from the left, and by any means necessary. That's their marching orders. I haven't seen that bat from Republicans. Republicans are all about winning as long as we don't have to get icky or dirty or any of that stuff. As long as we're still playing with our gloves on and playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and as long as the Washington Post and CNN still likes us, then we'll play that way. But if it goes beyond that, no, we can't be involved in any of that ugliness. But better to your question, why do I have so much trust faith within Trump and the Republicans? I do not trust the Republicans in quotes at all. Not one bit. I've watched as this uniparty has betrayed us, particularly starting in the age of Obama, exposed this. And that's why Trump was elected the first time, and that's why he's elected again, because the people out there see it plain as day, and they're sick of it. But I do trust President Trump, because he is not a man beholden to these people. He's already a billionaire businessman. He comes in here not as a product of or beholden to the Uniparty and all of their donors. The only thing you have to watch out for President Trump is he is that businessman. And see, in business, President Trump wants to do everything is negotiable. He always wants to do what's best for himself and his stockholders. And so everything is up for negotiation. And a lot of times in the past, President Trump has had really, really bad saboteurs in his midst that can lead him down a road that's wrong. And we as the base have jumped up out here on social media and got him to turn around. And he can be turned around. President Trump does listen to his base. But I do trust him that he does have, at the end of the day, the best interests of the United States at heart. That's how he operates from everything he's doing out there. You look at the economy, at crime, at domestic policy. Everything he's doing is based on that. America first. He coined that phrase. That's what he's about. So that's why I do trust him. I trust his motives. Let's put it that way. But like I said before the other break, never, ever trust your government about anything. You need to be out here. Even say you're working your 40-hour week and you got your family, you got your kids to take care of and all that. Still, every day, you ought to be up on X. And end of the night, check out some news. Go down a good site here on X. See what's going on in politics. Take that 30 minutes instead of flicking on some stupid streaming show. Take that 30 minutes and go down and see what's happening today. See what's out there. See what your government is doing in your name. Be informed. Because it occurred to me a long time ago, if I'm informed, they can't con me. I know what's going on, and I can make an informed decision based on the fact that I've done my own research, and I'm not listening to the talking heads out there, the people, the headline of your local newspaper as you walk by the newsstand, or 10 minutes of Good Morning America in the morning. No, if people that do that do not have any idea what they're talking about, and they shouldn't be allowed to vote, quite frankly. But we had the other caller here a minute ago talking about these cartel members being extradited up to the United States and being prosecuted in the United States. Some breaking news here from Scott Bessent. You guys, Scott Bessent is our current Treasury Secretary under President Trump. And the news is he has sanctioned several Mexican individuals for their connections to the cartel of the Jalisco Nueva Generacion. That is CJNG. That's how they're known, is the CJNG. And the quote from Secretary Bessent is, "We are coming for terrorist drug cartels like the CJNG that are flooding our country with fentanyl." Now, what comes out of, ask yourself, what comes out of the Treasury Department, that can go after cartels? And The first thing I saw of it, doesn't list it in here exactly, the first thing I thought of was the OFAC. And that is the kill shot against these cartels and these criminal groups overseas. Because you know what that is? If they designate you as big enough of a target, the Treasury can now blackball you and anybody in your organization from doing any business with the United States ever. Banking, you name it, commerce, anything. You are blackballed out of the biggest economy in the world. And you want to talk about a kill shot? That is, that is the headshot that they can use against these people. That, I mean, it scares them to death. I hope that's what the secretary did here. Did you know?
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, you know, earlier this morning we were talking about Zoran Mamdani, the communist, radical, Muslim candidate for mayor up there in New York, who's going to win. He's going to be the next mayor of New York. One of the things he's openly admitting that he wants to do is the notion of government-run grocery stores. As if this is not something that has been tried over and over and over again, not just here in the United States, but in other countries. They fail spectacularly every single time, and it's because it's the government running it. See, first of all, what you got to understand, this is welfare. It's straight up welfare. The government is buying the food at a loss, or buying the food and selling it to you, selling it to the consumer at a loss, and you are paying for this. You, as the taxpayers, are basically paying welfare. You say giving out welfare food. It's just government cheese and government crackers at a different price and sold out of a store. That's all it is. Fails every time. Well, they just had breaking news. City-run grocery store in Kansas City shuts down due to rampant theft and empty shelves. The city spent approximately $20 million on it. So, you know, if you're there in Kansas City, $20 million of your tax dollars just went right up in smoke. And it doesn't work. But see, always remember that the point with socialism and communism, everything that the Democrats and the left do today, is destruction. The failure is the point. They want it all to fail because they're trying to collapse everything. Because this pesky constitution out there, this pesky and all these pesky rights that you have, this just gets in the way of their dictatorial rule that they want to impose. So how do you get rid of a system, of a government? You've got to collapse it. So everything they do is at that end. That's why you see nothing but runaway spending, crime. And look at every single policy they have. Every single bit of it is designed to destroy you. Destroy your way of life, your economy, your country. What do you think Joe Biden did by importing 25 million of the scum of the third world in here? You think he did that as a tourist plan for these people? No. He's doing it as King Edward Longshanks from Braveheart. Because you remember King Edward said, the problem with Scotland is that there's too many Scots. Well, see, these communists think the problem with America is there's too many middle-class white people, and you guys don't vote how they want. So they got to import some people in here that will be their permanent voting base. Oh, we got Perry over here on line one. Morning, Perry.
Good morning, John. You know, every time I hear you talking without a filter on, it's just music to my ears. The radical American left is a malignant cancer on the constitutional republic that we call America. And we just, there's no way to deal with these people other than just eradication, basically. You know, what I wanted to talk about is, you brought back up Zohran Mamdani, and there's people, smart people, who are talking about just letting New York go and letting it turn into a place where you better get Snake Plissken on the phone and blow up the bridges, because it's going to turn into a hellscape. The problem with that, and it's tempting to think about that, but the problem is if you let that happen in New York, then chances are it's going to start happening in Philly, and then it'll be Memphis and St. Louis and Chicago and Denver and all of the big cities along the left coast. And what it becomes is seeds of destruction that are going to spread just like that malignant cancer in the body of this country. So I think it's a big mistake to let it, a place like New York City, go to rock bottom, because they will export their crazy on all of us, and pretty soon it'll be in Billings. And then when they come to Columbus, they're going to meet their maker. So we have to guard against this and try and remember that when you've got people like Letitia James or Fannie Willis or Merrick Garland, or who's the fat guy in the East Twinkies in New York? I forget his name. Anytime they have controls of the levers of legal power, we have to fight and fight hard against this, because they'll never stop. It's like rust. They'll never stop until we stop them. So accommodating and standing by and watching is not really a good option for us, sorry to say.
Well, how this would work, how it should work, is like George Will said yesterday, like I've said, let them have it. Let this thing completely crater, and let them hit rock bottom like an alcoholic or a drug addict, and let them understand, finally have the realization that this doesn't work, okay? But see, why that doesn't work is, it's like regular alcoholics or drug addicts, they're going to end up in jail or dead or whatever, and then that's how they hit rock bottom. But you see, that's why Hunter Biden, to this day, in his 50s, is a, you know, God knows how many year drug addict, and continues to be unrepentant scumbag. It's because he's propped up by daddy and daddy's millions, and he never had to face the music. That's what happens with these big cities. See, now, if Trump could be president for the next 12, 20 years, then these cities are not ever going to get bailed out, and they are going to crash. They're going to be in bankruptcy. They're not going to have another nickel to spend or another taxpayer to milk another nickel out of, and they would crash. But see, what happens is every couple of years, Democrats are back in office, and they're going to find a way to bail these people out. They get the next cash infusion of however many billions of, in big quotes, federal grants and all this crap into their city, and that keeps them afloat. It's just like old man Joe keeping Hunter afloat. And so they're never going to hit rock bottom, and they're never going to really, you know, the expression, F around and find out, they never find out.
Well, that's the perfect definition of an enabler.
Yep.
And we got to, at some point, we have to impose consequences on these folks, real consequences, or this kind of crazy will never stop.
Oh, 100%. Thank you very much, Perry. Until criminals face consequences, they're just going to keep doing it. That's what, you guys, just so you know, that's what they used all that, what is that, $6-7 trillion that they spent when they locked us all down for that phony contagious flu called COVID. That's what they used all that money for, was to go out here. That's just in 2021, 2022, folks. They bailed out all of these states and these cities. Bailed them out of their communist bankrupt policies that was carrying them right into the mountain. They all got bailed out behind COVID. Let's see who we got. We got on line two. Let's see, we got Rick. What's going on, Rick?
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, do you have a podcast or a radio show that we can listen to you?
We do. We do. We've got with my buddies Blue Reaganite and the Mighty Humanzi, we are on Rumble.com. On Rumble.com, we are called Behind Enemy Lines. And we do it live every week at 10 a.m. Mountain Time or 12 Eastern. And then after that, of course, it's out there to listen to. We're also, are you out on X? Are you on Twitter, Rick?
Yeah.
We do spaces every Sunday night at 5 p.m. Montana time. And we're also going to do an impromptu spaces tonight at 5 p.m. Mountain time. So you tune in anytime you want. We'd appreciate it.
So I just go to Behind Enemy Lines and I can pick you up?
Yes, sir. On Rumble. That's on Rumble. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Well, you know, I got to admit, you know, I like Aaron, but he's getting a little wishy-washy for me. You know what I mean? I like it more straight talk, you know? And that last caller you just had there, I mean, that guy hit the nail on the head. You know, we can't just allow this destruction. You know, first off, you're going to displace all those people and they're going to come where I live. You know, and I don't want that. You know what I mean? So we're going to have to do something, you know, and I'm 64 years old. I've been following this for 35 years or more. You know, I knew about comedy 35 years ago, you know, and that guy, he said it. You know, if people heard that, your last caller, that guy, he said it straight, and that's exactly what it is. You know? I mean, I don't know how you can get any more clear than what that guy said. So my compliments to him.
Oh, Perry is gold. Perry is always gold. Yeah, thank you very much for the call, Rick. Yeah, and make no mistake, Aaron Flynn is an outstanding conservative, and he works more on conservative causes out there, not only on this radio show, but then out there in the public all the time. You know, nights and weekends. You know, he is all about the Trump agenda and moving us all in that direction. And I've actually tried to. I've learned so much from him about speaking on the radio and dealing with callers and just everything that goes into, you know, like doing our podcast and doing our spaces. I've learned so much from the guy. Make no mistake, he is a solid, hard, pipe-hitting conservative. There's the music, and we're going to come back here for just a couple of more segments of today's Montana Talks. You guys call in 406-294-0970.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
The Trump administration issued a new Environmental Protection Agency guidance allowing farmers, truckers, and equipment operators to update diesel engine software to prevent sudden power and speed losses from diesel exhaust fluid systems or DEF systems. Starting with 2027 models, trucks must be designed to avoid severe slowdowns when DEF runs out or sensors fail. For existing vehicles, the new rules replace the current D-rate system, which can cut speeds to 5 miles per hour within hours of notice. A phased approach will be put into place. Since 2010, most diesel trucks and many tractors and construction machines have used selective catalytic reduction systems that inject DEF into exhaust to cut nitrous oxide emissions. The EPA says the change removes bureaucratic delays, addresses major disruptions in farming, trucking, and construction, and responds to widespread complaints that current DEF rules cause unnecessary downtime and economic losses. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins called the move a common sense fix that keeps producers in the field instead of the repair shop. Again, those are revisions to the diesel exhaust fluid or DEF systems for diesel vehicles and machines. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Right now, we got Mike Mike in Bozeman on the line. Morning, Mike.
Morning. I have a comment pertaining to progressives that I've never heard stated publicly before, and I would love to see it come into common usage. And the true aspect of the term progressives and progressivism is communism, and my term is they need to be addressed as communists of cunning. And it is because of the fact that they depend so entirely on deception and lying. Hence my term, communists of cunning, because cunning, by definition, is revolves around the act and the actions pertaining to cunning. And a cunning individual is an individual who can lie out both sides of his mouth at the same time while looking you straight in the eye. And I would love to see that be a term brought into use on Voices of Montana from here on out.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah. That brings up a good point here. I always joke around with Aaron when we're talking about Republican strategy and Republican plans. I always say, WWDD, what would Democrats do? In all things, always imagine if you're coming up with a plan to deal with a certain thing, imagine if it was the Democrats, what would they do? And we are at that point. I know Montana politics and Montana voters, you are there right now. You made a national embarrassment back just a couple of months ago by the actions of the legislature up here being taken over by rhinos and Democrats, even though we are a solid red state from top to bottom, got taken over. This is happening in states all over the country. And my solution to that is exactly, you remember George W. Bush shortly after 9/11 when he had that first State of the Union or that first address to the nation after the attack on 9/11. And he got up at that podium and he said, you are either with us or you are with the terrorists. And that's the footing. That's the posture we need to have going forward about any of these people in our party that are not going along with us on this journey to make America great again and to stop this craziness. If you're not with us, you're out, okay? That just needs to be our posture going forward. And also stop talking about it and just do it. If there's somebody that's not in line with you, get rid of them. Get a primary opponent for them and get rid of them. And let's see. We got line one. We got Ken in Great Falls. Good morning,
right
Ken.
Here. I'd like to talk about this idea that Democratic Party is based on lies. No, we're based on Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I was raised by a guy that graduated in 36. I was raised on the wonderful change of this country out of the Great Depression that my father went through and into the World War II, where he was a decorated combat vet. These guys were solid Democrats, and it was Social Security, it was welfare, it was all this stuff came out of that wonderful Depression where we changed this country around, and That's what Democrats are about. That's what all these new Democrats are about. They're going back to Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Nothing to do with communism. It's socialism. It's making sure that the working guy gets his bit. You know, Trump, he's taking care of the rich guys left, right, and center, man. He's not doing a thing for the poor guy. The price of houses ain't down. Price of groceries is up 30% since he came into office. He's not doing a thing about it. So that's the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. And you talk about lying. Here's how you don't lie. You have a good debate. You should have the most knowledgeable, articulate progressive Democrat sitting in the chair next to you, then you have the talk. You do this program. That's where the truth is. She will keep you honest, and you'll keep her honest. That's what America is all about. That's what we used to do. It's called Fairness in Broadcasting. We started that program in 1936 because of the stinking Nazis and their propaganda. Well, we're back to what the Nazis are doing in this country now. That's where we're headed. I'd like to get back to what we did with Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That's the type of Democrat we need. That's where we got to go. Get
ready. All right, there. And as usual, I've heard Ken on Aaron's airwaves for years now, and I don't know him well enough to know whether he's just stupid or he's a liar, but you know, either way, everything he said right there is just absolutely not true. And obviously he's not listening to the current batch of Democrats who are out there who outright tell you they're socialists, they're communists, they're pro-terrorists, they're pro-Hamas. This is not some conspiracy theory being said by John Jackson and Aaron Flint and Donald Trump. It's right out of their bocas. It's right out of their mouths over and over and over again. Ken, do us all a favor. Do yourself a favor. Switch off MSNBC for a day and check out maybe some other news sites where you'll see these people saying this right out of their mouths. Okay? And then when you check that out a little bit, maybe take a walk out in the sunshine a minute and take some deep breaths and, you know, maybe, you know, a little bit, you know, some psych meds and maybe get out of this fog you're in. Okay? On to our next topic here. We've got right now, you guys know this thing happening with Trump and Putin in Alaska right now, and he's meeting with, this is historic, this is his first meeting with Putin here in his second term. He's meeting with him on U.S. soil in Anchorage, Alaska. And like we talk about in the first hour this morning, this is being sabotaged by the left, by the media, and by the communists over there in Europe. They're having their meetings right now with Zelensky and whispering in his ear, just like they've been doing for a long time. He doesn't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything Trump says. You just stand tight, and we got your back, and we're going to keep funding you, blah, 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 blah. So, like we've said for a long time, neither one of these guys wants peace. They're going to have to be forced. So now Trump came along because every time he thinks he's got one of them in a bag, that one jumps out. So now he's put the noose around Putin with threatening these really, really tough sanctions. Now Putin is going to meet him. And breaking news here 12 minutes ago, Trump told European leaders and Zelensky that conceding territory will be necessary. And of course it will. That happens in every war. Okay, there are new boundaries drawn in every war. Go look it up. Okay, that's just how it is. And see, now he's going to have to come back to Zelensky and actually put the boot on him and say, here's the deal we're willing to cut. We will negotiate this. If you don't, you've got, like, just like you did with Putin, give him 10 days, give him 30 days, whatever. If not, at the end of that 30 days, all money and support from the United States withdraws. We're out. And then you might have to actually do it. You might have to actually pull the trigger on that for Zelensky to go through with that. And even that, he might still be leaning on the Europeans because, like I said in the previous hour, this guy never wants to let go of power over there. Why? Because, first of all, the tap of all the money is going to dry up, all the money that him and his oligarch buddies are stealing, like stealing at biblical levels, okay? And also, if the war is over and the elections happen again, because not many people notice, he's the dictator of Ukraine. They haven't had elections in God knows how many years. He's the dictator over there. If they have elections again, he's gone. He's out. And because he's got like a 4% approval rating over there, they despise him. They do not want this war. The Ukrainians do not want this war. They don't want any more of their men to get fed into the Russian wood chipper. SOC, that for those reasons, Zelensky is going to be even more immovable than Putin is. So you're going to have, but both of these sides have to be forced to make this deal. These are not people who are motivated negotiators in any way. You're going to have to absolutely motivate them. Did you see the other day? Now this guy's putting, Zelensky's putting 60-year-olds into the military now to go into the Russian wood chipper, this scumbag dictator corruptocrat.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, got numerous messages from you guys here. I'll read a couple of them. We got Lightbrows in Hardin. He's a VIP caller, calls in here all the time. And he says, he's referencing what we talked about a minute ago about benevolent dictators. And he mentions Paul Kagame of Rwanda. And he says the country needed it in 94 to get it operating properly. And see, Lightbrows, if I remember correct, he's a special ops guy, so he has worked in these areas and knows exactly what he's talking about when he tells you this. That's the kind, maybe the kind of fairy tale notion that a lot of Americans live under, is that they think everybody around the world is just like us and they can function like we do. No, we are a unique culture with a unique government. We're the first experiment like this in the world. Did you guys know this? With our representative republic and the amount of personal rights that we have, no other government in the world to this day has what we have here. And like we mentioned before, the John Adams quote, it is only for a moral and religious people and is unsuitable to any others. And I have Darth Revan here from Billings. He says, hey, John, I miss what your spaces was called and what it's on. The spaces is on, spaces, when you hear that word, that's a podcast on X, on Twitter. And that's where everybody gets together and somebody initiates the podcast. And then if you see the blinker going on that avatar, you come in and just click on it and you can start listening to that spaces, that podcast right there on Twitter. We're going to have one tonight, actually, it's going to be 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern. We're going to have one tonight because we're not doing our regular podcast. Our podcast is on rumble.com. It is called Behind Enemy Lines. You can see us there. I had one more point. We were talking earlier today about the FBI, and you had James Comey and Adam Schiff and all of these people who ginned up Russiagate against President Trump. And then also we now have the paper trail proof that they were leaking this classified intel. And who's one guy we see out there? There's a handful of them. But a guy that popped out right away the other day was this guy, Ken Delanian. He's with NBC. They call him Fusion Ken. And I'm telling you, that guy, if I was running the CIA, if I was running the FBI, I would drop a net over this guy. I mean, a complete and utter surveillance net right over him. And we would find everybody that's leaking all this crap out to this guy, who they are, all their connections, everything. And there's Natasha Bertrand is another one. There's a handful of these. Jennifer Griffin for Fox News is one. There's a handful of these people that are just nothing but conduits for leaks from the criminal deep state out there. And every single one of them needs a net dropped over of them and needs to be investigated. I just see we got line one. We got my boy Nathan from New York. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning. Hey, did I make it?
You did. You missed the war. Yeah. No, we got. Let's see. We got 2.5 minutes left to go.
Have I missed it? Well, I'm sorry. I was busy. I was actually working for a living. I wanted to say, but I do want to let you know that it is, it warms the heart that the Montana Electric Collective is out there keeping Montana powered. That's awesome. the commercial before it started, I was like, I don't know how complicated it would be to keep Montana powered up. It's probably not very big. Probably like a couple of horses and a windmill.
Hey, we got some moose and some elk, too. I mean, come on. Give us credit.
No, that's true. That's true. That's true. Get the moose. So what's going on? Hey, I hope you had a good day today. I didn't get a chance to call you earlier. Yeah, don't have much to update here. But what is this, like day three of the liberation at D.C.? Pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so. Day two or day three, yeah. I'm seeing some great pictures of all the agents and the National Guard just doing foot patrols there in D.C.
And as you say, if they're crazy, if they're flipping out, it must be a good thing because heads are exploding and it's glorious.
That's a new thing that everybody has to get used to. You're absolutely right, Nate. You got to get... Back when we were growing up, if all the controversy and hate was coming your way, you stepped back for a second. You thought, huh, maybe I messed up here. But no, today, that's how you know you're doing it right. That's how you know you're doing your job. You are over the target. It's when all these people start screeching like scalded dogs. That's when you know pedal to the metal, 100 miles an hour, you are over the target.
Sputtering, just sputtering.
It's like my jiu-jitsu instructor used to say all the time, if you find out what your opponent doesn't want, give it to him. that's warfare, and that is politics, to find out what they don't want to give it to them.
John, we're all on the same skill level. We're all at the same skill level, John. The crammer in the dojo.
They're children!
You're fighting 12-year-olds, Kramer?
It's your Contra.
Oh, man, that was...
Anyway, yeah, hysterical. Anyway, are you up against it? You're done now, right?
We're done. Yeah, the music is playing, and we are counting down, sir.
That is all. I'm glad I jumped in. Try to add this. So to everyone in Montana, this ends the entertainment revenue generating portion of your broadcast day, and we return you to the rest of the programming.
But hey, thanks very much for the call, Nate. And hey, you guys, we are out of here. Been great being with y'all. I will see you on the other side. And Aaron Flint.